It's On Second Thought. I'm Celeste Headlee. Let's add a couple more tunes to our Georgia playlist. For this, we ask people to choose two songs they think best represent Georgia. And there's two simple rules. Nominations have to be songs written or performed by a Georgian, and artists cannot nominate one of their own songs. Today we feature Athens hip-hop artist Mariah Parker, better known as Lingua Franca. Here are Mariah's picks for the Georgia playlist.
Hi, my name is Mariah Parker, also known as Lingua Franca. I'm a hip-hop artist based out of Athens, Georgia. My first song that I picked out for today is Wraith Pinned to the Mist and Other Games by Of Montreal. At the time when I discovered Of Montreal, you know, I was growing up in like the suburbs of Louisville, Kentucky. It's a pretty boring place. And so I was sort of daydreaming a lot of the time about getting out and other possibilities for what life could be like, as any small town kid probably has at some point. And so discovering their music and all the fantastical possibilities they really openly embrace was for me a sort of escape from my day-to-day life and like the opportunities I had available to me.
Let's pretend we're in Antarctica. Let's pretend we don't exist. Let's pretend we're in Antarctica. Let's have bizarre celebrations.
So this song sounds to me like it's a conversation between potentially two lovers or two best friends planning to escape or elope, and the musical, the instrumentation going on in the background gives a very lackadaisical, idyllic vibe. You can kind of picture these people sitting out in a field somewhere or something like that, but it describes some of the other places that they wish they could be or think they could escape to.
Let's pretend we're in Antarctica.
I think the most catching vocal line would come at the end where they sing, maybe I'll never die, I'll just keep growing younger with you, and you'll grow younger too. Now it seems so lovely to be true, but I know the best things always do.
Let's pretend we don't exist. Let's pretend we're in Antarctica. Pretend we don't exist. Let's pretend we're in Antarctica.
The bass creates this like nice little groove that kind of like gets your like head bobbing a little bit and your shoulders shaking. But then they have some like chimes and other like light, floral, flowery kind of sounding instruments that come in to create this very like wispy, cool, like a summer breeze kind of sound.
Let's pretend we're in Antarctica.
I feel very inspired by Of Montreal's stylings, and particularly the way they perform live, to put on a character when I get on stage and really invite people into this like other world where it's almost like realistic fiction in a way. I always try to kind of like put on a different persona and become this different person. And so I think that I got some of that from them, watching them perform live and become totally different people when they step on stage and grab their instruments. So my next pick is My Favorite Things from Andre 3000's The Love Below. It was really significant because they had really, after Stankonia, jumped onto the national scene and become like prominent figures beyond hip hop, but like also in pop music. And so I think that gave Andre a lot of license to get fully weird. I think he'd been really acclaimed within hip hop before then for like being unafraid to like do his own thing, which I always found really inspiring as like also like a fellow weird black person. And so when The Love Below came out, it was just as weird as he had gotten yet. And it was like a really fun album for that reason. They came came up at a time where, you know, Atlanta rap was really making a like a claim or like a name for itself nationally, and it had a very specific sound, you know, with like Goody Mob and Killer Mike and people like that. Whereas this, I think, is a lot more playful and eccentric in terms of like really bright and jazzy, and sometimes it sounds kind of like out of this world and like a Martian kind of way, which I couldn't really think of anyone else at the time in hip hop willing to take those kinds of leaps. I think this album's really affirming in that it reminds us that blackness takes all kinds of shapes and forms. And so his willingness to like embrace that and project that onto a national stage is something that I try to do in my own work in terms of telling these stories that are really personal and really complex, but showing that, you know, this is what hip hop can be. This is what blackness can look like also.
That was hip-hop musician Lingua Franca. She's headed off on tour and will perform at The Bakery in Atlanta this Saturday, at the World Famous in Athens next Tuesday, and at Fresh Produce Records in Macon next Wednesday.